Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig. This is Greg. You know, even though we might not give them these labels, probably a lot of the things that we do fall into the category of we have to do it or we get to do it. And one of the things that has fallen into the have to do category for a lot of people are performance reviews.
Oh, and so exciting.
I don't think that should be a have to. I really think that those could be used as a great leadership tool, and they should be a get to. So I hope if you're in a have to, we can switch you to a get to by the time we're done today.
I think the whole review is just nerve wracking. There's tension in the room. Like, okay, this is the half year review. How did he do? Did he beat you up? Did he point anything out? And they all talk afterwards, right? Like you walk out, like that's the walk of shame. You know, like, no, it's not that bad. I think the whole reviews and performance, it really is about pushing ourselves. And do we have a culture that does that? And
sure.
And so Craig, you've gotten some good examples, some stories, maybe some things that didn't go well, you know, that didn't work. But I think the whole performance review is an opportunity to actually develop people, not scold them.
Yes. And I think that's the big thing is we don't need to wait until a performance review to unload on people. And if you're surprising people, if you're doing a performance review and they're looking at you going, what? I had no idea. You're doing it wrong because, you know, like we've talked about before, the management by walking around or the leadership by walking around, being in touch with people, there should be these little things all along the way. And really, when it comes time for a formal review, they should know exactly what it is right up front. I like to think of it this way. I like to almost think of like, if here's the curriculum, here's what's going to be on the test. I want to say to my employees, here you go. I'm going to show you how to get an A+. If you do this, you're going to get an A+. Right. I want them to know that right up front. And then along the way, before we ever get to the review, I want to say, hey, this one right here, we need to work on this because you're slipping on this point just a little bit. And so when we finally get into the review where we're really writing the stuff down, hey, great job. You got 98 out of 100. You know, that's what it should be when you get to that review time.
One of my daughters, their school does a really good job. They have the child, the student, fill out a form. What can you work on before the parent-teacher conference?
Nice.
I think that's how we should look at reviews. Yes. I will say I was in a business with others, and there became a negativity on reviews from the leaders.
Most organizations are, unfortunately.
And so if you're an employee and you're wondering, are they into it? How we come into the review definitely dictates the direction of any development or improvement opportunity.
Right. Well, I like what you just said. Okay, let's have the student fill this out. What can I do? Yeah. Okay. That should be the focus in a review. It should be forward looking. It shouldn't be, let's look back and beat you up over this. Right. It should be, regardless of what you did back there, good or bad, I want to look forward and I want to push everything down the road. Where can we go? Mm-hmm. Because I can't go back and change what you did back there.
No.
You can't go back and change what you did back there. But we can learn a lesson from that and right. say, now we're going to go forward from here. Like I was just sitting with some guys. I shared this with you in our sixth grade building right by my house. There is a group of students that the school counselor has identified, and the group is called Guys with Ties.
That's and, such a great thing.
I've met with them a couple of times, and I have to help them.
They don't have ties.
Yeah, I know. Oh. I have to help them sometimes tie their tie when they come in there. Yeah. But I'm talking to them about leadership things, and one of the things that I always do when I come in is I'll say, tell me how you did with the principle we talked about last time, the tool that I talked to you about last time. How'd you do? Did you have a chance to use that? One of the things I've corrected right up front with them, they're like, yeah, I really kind of dropped the ball. But what did you learn from that? I don't care whether you dropped the ball. What did you learn from that so we can go forward with it? Because you can sit there and look back and go, ah, man, I dropped the ball back there. And you're stuck on that. And if that's what your team members are expecting when they come into a review time, that you're going to go, hey, back here, you messed up on this and this and this. Well, but now what? Now I can't go back and fix it.
It was 5.5 months ago.
Right. But to say, what can we learn from those things, right, the successes and the fumbles, and how do we get better? So make it forward looking.
Leading, managing by walking around. There is no way in God's green earth that you can find a good thing that they're doing, or really even find something they're not doing correctly, unless you're out. I mean, I can keep looking at the stocks, or, you know, the Detroit Tigers score on my laptop, but if I'm not out, I really have nothing to say. Right. Like, I have no, you really can't do a review on third, fourth, and fifth person removed. You have to be in it.
Yes.
And oftentimes you need to bring a person who might have more day-to-day with them.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're the CEO and there's a department and you have a review, but it's a chance for you as the leader to invest.
Yes.
Like, I've noticed this. I think you keep doing that, there's great things ahead for you here in this company.
Yep.
Oh, I mean, it's oxygen. But the review shouldn't be the punishment. If they made a mistake 5.5 months ago, you should have sat down. This is not a review. What did we learn? Let's try not to do that again, or let's do something different to prevent this. Even the good ones, like, oh, 5.5 months ago, I noticed you helped out, blah, 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 the department, and thanks for doing that during that luncheon. I did?
Yeah.
And it's not present, you know?
Right. You don't, right.
And you have, you know, we've got dogs and pets and stories, you know, in our families. If a dog makes a mistake in the house and a week later you decide to punish it, he's like, I have no clue what you're talking about. I don't remember a doggone thing. I just know I'm looking for kibbles and bits, you know.
Right.
That's the same thing we have to be careful with people.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I said it shouldn't be a surprise. Like, you know, I mean, we've talked before about if you've made a mistake, eating crow is best if you know, eat it warm, you know, eat it quick. It's the same thing with the compliments and the corrections. Those need to be done right there in the moment. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time my team, I was at an offsite, I was at a different location, and my team from my other location called me and said, we've got a problem. And I'm talking to them on the phone. I'm like, well, how can you guys solve this? Because I'm 3 hours away. And and finally, you know, when they called back, they're like, we can't solve this. We're going to need you to come back. And so I did. I came back and I met with them immediately, and I just said, okay, so what happened when, you know, and I went around the table, and they're like, well, we got into this spot, and then it just felt like, and then, okay, and then what did you learn? Well, we didn't know if we could, and we dealt with the whole situation right there. I didn't wait until, like, all right, it's annual performance review time.
No kidding.
Remember when you guys did this? Kinda. So what did you do? You know, how do we fix? I can't remember the details about that. But if you're doing it right in the moment, I love the phrase too. I think this was in one of the Good to Great or Built to Last books, one of the Jim Collins books, where he says about you do an autopsy without trying to fix blame on somebody. You're just simply saying, all right, it didn't go well.
No.
We're not looking for who we point the finger at. We're just saying we don't want to do this again. So what do we need to do next time to go forward with this?
I think the whole performance, the review, there's a lot of moving parts. One, I think it needs to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
One, I think it needs to be timely. And I love your moving forward. So you're developing a person. You're not chastising a person, right? You might bring up something that has, you know, hey, remember that? That's doing great. You know, he didn't, you know, rub their nose in it. But I do think the forward one, Craig, and I think that's the part where we're delivering hope.
Right.
You know, we're hope dealers as leaders. Have you had experiences where they argued over a review? Disagreed, or
the only argument that I've ever had was when I came into an organization and inherited some team members that I really hadn't had a chance to work with them yet. And, you know, as we tried to work with them, their stance was, that's not how we've done it before, and I'm not really willing to change to the new way of doing things. That those have been the only disagreements. But I think that, you know, like I said, it shouldn't be a surprise to people. I mean, if you hand them a review or you go over some things, they shouldn't be like, I've never seen any of this stuff before. I had no idea that I wasn't doing that right. This is a complete surprise to me. you're not doing it right that way.
Then that's on the leader.
Right? Absolutely, it's on the leader.
You've heard that analogy of the sandwich or the Oreo cookie. You know, you give a compliment, give a thought to improve, another compliment. Those should all be in review because it's already happened.
Right.
The future is where, you know, when I did reviews and with even teammates, you know, other leaders, I like to do them with another person so that there's two sets of ears, you know, like,
sure.
Oh, he said this. No, he didn't. I was there.
Right.
I didn't quite hear it that way, you know, but the building forward, it shouldn't be nerve wracking. It should be a report card.
Right.
It isn't your final grade.
Right.
And I think, you know, as leaders, we have to really assure them, this is a really critical process,
mm-hmm.
versus, you know, check the box every 6 months. I got to do this. Oh, here's your bonus, you know, because, and we've had situations where their performance doesn't match the bonus or the review, you know, doesn't really improve performance.
Right.
How do you deal that?
Yeah, that's a tough one. And again, I think that I don't want to wait until we get to that point. So that's where when I forward look with people, I'll say, okay, on this particular area, I'd like for you to set for me the benchmarks, the steps along the way. What do you think needs to happen, and what are you going to do, and what is the time frame going to be? And then maybe you're having these kind of mini reviews, like, okay, so here's your list. So on this first one, it looks like we need to check in probably 3 weeks, because you should be at that point in 3 weeks. So you kind of have that mini review at that time. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're at the 3 week mark. You said you were going to do this. You know, I mean, it can be a 60-second meeting. You know, right. Yeah, I'm getting there. Or, oh, you know, I think that I reached too far to try to. And that's been my experience, is that most of the time when I say to people, okay, here's what we're going to work on going forward, they usually stretch too far. They're like, well, I can do that in the next 2 weeks. And that's going to be a lot to take on in the next 2 weeks. How about, could we just see maybe at the end of the month where you are then?
Mm-hmm.
You, they're very eager to participate in the process. And that's great.
Perfect.
But then you need to have the little check-in. So I think, again, if you come to a spot at the end of the year and you're saying your performance doesn't match up with the bonus that we wanted to give, that shouldn't be a surprise. There should have been things along the way where you were saying, all right, what we're looking for and where you are, they're not quite there yet, and I want to get you there. I want you to have the bonus. I want you to get an A+ on this. So what can I do to help get you there? Let's talk. What do we need to do?
I think people do get nervous because people either raise their voice, it was a negative experience in previous.
Yes.
So as our listeners and viewers, leaders, you're going to maybe have to unravel that.
Yep.
Peel that onion a bit to get to the natural, hey, this process, this review is really good. I think accountability is something I wanted you to, you know, hit the ball around a little bit with me. It's such a heavy word. You know,
it could be. Yeah,
sure. Well, because someone doesn't want to get in trouble,
sure.
Or caught.
Right.
But accountability is we do this in coaching with our leaders when we coach. All right, so hey, by next month, are we going to deal with this? Or are we moving on to the next thing you identified? No, we're done. I'm all set. I love the accountability.
Yep.
Share how that works in leading, serving, the performance piece.
Sure. A lot of times I like to think about accountability in terms of guardrails on the side of a road. If I'm driving through a residential neighborhood, it's 25 miles an hour, it's a straight stretch of road, I'm probably not going to see any guardrails there. Hmm. But where I'm crossing over a river, or where there's a tight turn or a steep drop off, that's where the guardrails are going to be. And I think that that's what I like to think of accountability. Like, okay, this part of your job, it's pretty low key. It's driving through a neighborhood on a straight street. I don't really need to check in with you a whole lot there. You got freedom to do whatever you want to. This part right here, though, this is a sharp curve. If you miss this one, you're going to go over the edge, and I don't want you to go over the edge. So that's the spot where I need to put up some kind of a guardrail there just to keep us all safe. And I guarantee you, there's never been somebody driving down a road somewhere that saw a guardrail and said, man, I wish that guardrail wasn't there. You know, you realize somebody It wasn't random. Somebody put that guardrail up on purpose there because they knew what was on the other side. And it's the same thing, I think, for leaders to say, I just want you to be careful right there. I'm not trying to rob you of enjoyment. I'm not trying to like limit what you, your creativity on the job site. I just want you to be careful right there. So that's all, that's the spot where I'm asking you to check in with me. This other spot, after you get around the bend, it's a nice straight stretch. It's real easy. Just keep on going.
Mm-hmm. What if in your leadership position, you're coming at your work a little depleted, tired, weary, and in conversations and watching people, how do we prevent ourselves from trying to catch them messing up?
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that way a lot of people, they're like waiting for them to mess up instead of waiting for them to do something right? But yeah, we've talked before, I think one of our episodes, we talked about the importance of a leader rejuvenating and refreshing because, you know, I've seen the t-shirt, like, you know, I have one nerve left and you're getting on it, you know? I mean,
hey, we should do that. Yeah, wow.
But I mean,
if we had good assistants in the studio, they could order that for us.
That's true.
What size would you like? What color? Oh. You want something that shows the
pipe? Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Nice, I think that, what were we talking about again? Oh, yeah.
I have no clue. It's just shirts, beautiful shirts.
When you're tired, you lack creativity. You lack patience. You lack, you know, there's a lot of things. I would not recommend trying to do a review with somebody when you're tired. But then again, you probably shouldn't even be talking to them about guardrails or whatever during their time, if you're tired. That's why we need to, I think the phrase that we used before was, we need to work out of our rest. So we need to make sure that we're rested and then work out of that. Not getting to a spot where we say, I can rest from my work. Right. Because usually people do that when they've gone too far. They've exhausted themselves. And so it's going to be really hard to have a good interaction with your teammates if you're just exhausted. So do the performance review, do your daily work out of a place of rest, mm-hmm. and make sure that your tank is full.
Walking around, you're maybe in the right mindset, mm-hmm. you know, as a leader.
Yep.
When you have it scheduled and you're like, I've got a board meeting tonight. I have to get this financial statement revised. I've got to do two more reviews. And I've had it where I was a part of a company where one of the partners goes, I got too much. I can't do the review today. What it said to the people that were on the schedule potentially was you couldn't save it. Anyway, you couldn't salvage it because the leader said, I have got too much, but they expect the employee, the associate, the teammate to have no problem. So when that happens, how do we make up for that staff person who feels like they really didn't want to because he or she was busy with his stuff?
Sure.
How do you save it?
You know, I was thinking about Billy Graham had a statement once, you know, he said, quoting from a verse in the Bible, you know, if your ox falls into the ditch on the Sabbath, you know, you go and get the ox out of the ditch. And if it keeps happening, you probably need to build a better fence. You know, so I think that people would excuse it if they could see that it was a one-off thing. You know, if you said, hey, listen, the board meeting date got changed because we had some people flying in town and their flights got delayed and I wasn't expecting it to be here. And so, you know, I had to go to a funeral that I was not expecting to go to. And so if it's a one-off thing, I think people will extend the grace to you. But if it's every time that you're supposed to meet with them, that you're like pulling up your calendar, it's a little tight right now. Can we reschedule? Or if you just give them that vague, I'll get to it when I can get to it. Mm-hmm. Then you are sending the message that you're really not that important.
And that's key.
Yeah.
The performance really is that chance, Craig, to invest in someone forward, yes. which I love that word, just forward piece. The challenge we have is, you know, our days are full. They're full of subjects and stress and so forth. But what it says to the person is, so my development isn't that key.
Right.
My performance isn't that important. Then just give me a B minus.
Right. And you never want your team members to feel like they're replaceable.
Right.
You want them to all feel like, we really couldn't do this without you. We're fully invested in you, and we want you to be a part of the team, and we want you to stretch beyond where you are right now. And you can send that signal, I think, if you're saying, I get to spend this time with you instead of I have to spend this time with you. Right. I'm making it a priority in my schedule for us to get together, not just for the performance review, but for on an ongoing basis. I'm getting to know you so that I can find more opportunities for you to grow. Perfect. You can send those things, and all of those things that we keep hitting those are all forward-looking things. Mm-hmm. Those are all, I'm moving this person forward. And if I move enough of my people forward, my organization can't help but go forward, because I'm lifting the lid. I'm expanding the capacity here, and then there's going to be greater benefits for all of us as a result of that, greater fulfillment on the job and, you know, that sort of thing. Because I don't want my staff members to feel like I have to go to work either.
Right.
I want them to say, hey, I'm glad I get to be a part of this.
Right.
I'm learning a skill. I'm involved with something.
If I was going to maybe throw one word out here for you, improvement is kind of the culture that's tough for us, because there's deadlines and pressures. But as a leader, if we can hold on to the improvement culture, they won't look at performance as a naughty word.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. That's because that's what we're stretching for. We're all trying to get a little bit better, just a little bit better. How can we move it forward just a little bit more, you know, each time that we do it?
One cool thing, I had one leader who I reported to, he goes, 1%, what are you going to change this year? Well, it wasn't huge.
Right.
1%.
Right.
I mean, even if we were somewhat confident, we'd be like, yeah, I got a lot of good things going on. 1%, I can find 1%. And it didn't feel like it was a flaw.
Absolutely. Yep.
So,
and that's what I love, that phrase. I've used it before when I heard in a leadership meeting where a guy said, we're going to polish the silver. I like that phrase. It's like, it's already valuable. I just see a little tarnish on here. So let's just polish it up a little bit. And I think that's what we want to do with our teams as well. You're valuable. Let's just polish it up a little bit. Like, it's the 1%. So listen, friends, I hope that could help you change performance reviews from the have to do it to the get to do it. Because if you really look at this as an opportunity to meet with your teammates and help them improve, it's going to go a lot better. I would suggest if you've only done the annual performance reviews before and your people weren't involved leading up to that and they seemed a bit surprised when you sat down with them, sit down with them now and say, we're doing it different. I want you to know right up front what I'm expecting from you. And here's what I'm going to give you an opportunity to weigh in on this. Let them know now before you get to the next performance review. So that way everybody will be looking forward to it. You'll all be on the same page. If we can help you, I'd encourage you to come to MaximizeLeadership.com. On our website, you're going to see a coaching section on there. If you click on that, you can read a little bit about what we do for coaching, but there's a form that you can fill in there. Tell us a little bit about where you would like to improve. Let us come alongside you and polish the silver in your life and help you grow your leadership capacity. That's where we love to be able to help you one-on-one, and we'll really tailor the coaching for you. If you've got some general ideas of things that you'd like us to talk about on upcoming episodes, you can go to Maximize Podcast on Twitter. You can leave a comment right here on this video. Just give us an idea, give us a suggestion of something that we can talk about in the future to help you out with your leadership. That's what we're here to do, invest in you so that you can invest in your team. So stay tuned. We got more content that's coming up for you soon.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of the Craig and Greg Show.